everybody. Welcome back to Wavefinder 90.7 FM. You are tuning into Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live in Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. But if you're anywhere else chilling in the world, listening to the stream on the website, that's cool too. We love you all the same. So yeah, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Today we have a nice chill show with a bunch of music, and I'm joined with...
DJ Shamani.
As always, and yeah, we'll be right back after the news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Luke Parshnow reports at New York State of Politics that U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was in the area April 13th with Governor Kathy Hochul, touting $21 million in improvements to the Castleton-on-Hudson Bridge, where the New York State Thruway crosses the Hudson River, connecting Albany and Rensselaer counties. The money is going to a new eastbound bridge deck, a crash-tested railing for safety, and better drainage to avoid hydroplaning on the bridge that was built in 1959 and carries about 17,000 travelers each day. Buttigieg said, and I quote, "If you look at that bridge, it represents the very latest engineering and construction ingenuity available in the 1950s. But today, it takes near monthly repairs to keep it in service," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Tyler A. McNeil reports in the Daily Gazette that China's recent spy balloon has inspired some New York Democrats to draft a bill to ban foreign adversaries from purchasing farmland in the state. In the state Senate, Socrates Democrat Michelle Hinchey is introducing the proposal, and Assemblyperson Angelo Santababra is in the other Albany legislative chamber with the bill. Santababra said, and I quote, "We saw a spy balloon go over our country, surveying property, land sites, information that is collected, and that's concerning. So what we're finding is that I feel like we're not seeing enough action in Washington, D.C. to address these issues," end quote. Santababra wants the state to identify where potential adversary-owned properties are located, but Assemblymember Robert Smullen, a Republican, said, and I quote, "We in New York State do not have the resources to define whether or not a foreign entity is controlled by the Communist Party, for instance, or China," end quote. Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat who represents the 20th Congressional District, did not comment to the newspaper about the story, but Republican Elise Stefanik, who represents the 21st Congressional District, noted she has already introduced a similar bill at the federal level. Stefanik said, and I quote, "As my bill continues to gain support, I will work to ensure foreign ownership of American farmland does not undermine our national security, especially as foreign adversaries increase their attempts to threaten our agricultural land and businesses," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Gazette. News 10 in Albany reports that the New York State Department of Agriculture is expanding an initiative to help families purchase food made by New York farmers. The Fresh to You program doubles the buying power for SNAP recipients spending money at farmers' markets. Richard Ball, a New York State Agricultural Commissioner, said, and I quote, "The new dollar-for-dollar match is going to allow farmers to offer more products to our families and allow families to purchase more healthy food for their own families," end quote. The New York State Department of Agriculture website has more information about the program. Brooklyn Vegan runs down the lineup for the 2023 edition of 24-Hour Drone, set for May 27th through 28th at Basilica Hudson in Hudson. The annual event has been on hold in person since 2019 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. This year, the show is back in person with Yuka C. Honda of Saibo Matto, Wolf Eyes, Liturgy, Sarah Hines, Laura Ortman, and others performing at the event, which each year is webcast at WGXC.org and broadcast on 90.7 FM. The Basilica Hudson website has all the details about the 24-hour drone show May 27th and 28th at Basilica Hudson and will air on WGXC. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, April 14th. Local early morning temperatures range from 48 degrees in Steventown to 60 in Kinderhook. The regional average soil temperature is 53 degrees. And pollen levels will be high today and for the whole weekend, despite the moisture. Air quality alerts are up for most of the surrounding counties, so take it easy. Air pollution is not on your side. Mostly sunny skies today drive temperatures up to 79 degrees. Overnight we dip to 54. Then, Saturday, things take a turn. 11 a.m. rain chances show up. 2 p.m. we see a high temperature of 66 degrees. And rain chances kick up, bringing some thunder with it. Overnight, rain chances continue as we see a low of 53. Sunday, light rain chances linger all day as we see a high of 60. Monday, high of 53 and a bunch more rain all day long. Today's river temperature will be 48.7 degrees and the tide strength will be low. Sunset today will be at 7:20 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:13 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances have diminished to 5%. Solar wind speed is currently 367.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 154. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Bow.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC. You know, we're broadcasting to Icra, Catskill, Hudson. But if you're listening anywhere else in the world, you know, online in our fancy wavefarm.org website, you know, you're just as welcome. We love you just as much. And I have a question for you and the audience.
What's good?
And as well as a confession.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm DJ Shamani.
And I am DJ Cola. But it's a little bit of a confession.
Okay.
An apology and a question. The first is, have you been drinking water?
Yeah, actually, just drank water a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, you know, me too. See, a lot of the times I've been asking that question, and I have been going without drinking water. So.
Really?
Yes, that's my confession and my apology.
Did you have a drink of water?
No, today I have. But, yeah.
In the past?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
You know.
Strange, but okay.
Want me to... Yes, it
apologize.
Is a little bit of strange.
Apologize.
I am sorry, but that being said, I'm going to update everybody where we're at right now.
All
right. Because, you know. Like, just in general, right now, we're on planet Earth, you know, we're chilling. I'm going to get the basics out of the way. We're already a quarter through the year.
I'm sad. I'm scared.
That year we're a quarter through the year done?
No, I'm scared because I have to do my regions soon.
Oh, yeah, no, that is not good. At the same time, you
make
know,
or break me.
It's finally getting warmer, which is a huge W. It's getting really, really hot out. Like... Around the area that we're broadcasting.
Bro, just cool down. You just cool down. It's too hot over here. Cool it, man. Get it.
Never.
It's okay to be hot, man, but cool it, man.
Thank you. Everybody, you know, live on air, I just got called hot.
No, I said your vibe is hot. But you're like a son.
I am a son. To my father. Like father, like son too, with F. Like, corny dad joke. But, you know, another thing, another update of where we are in the world. Our world population has passed 8 billion. So that's pretty cool.
Hasn't it always passed a billion?
No, 8 billion.
Oh, 8 billion.
Yeah, we're past 8 billion now.
So that's pretty cool. There's a lot of us out there.
Only if you have a fever. Only if you are in need of care.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's clean.
It's clean.
You know origami flower? Like if somebody throws an origami flower, that's a fake flower made out of
paper.
Oh. It's still a plant, so it's a fake plant made out of paper. These are kind of morbid.
What?
A successful marriage usually, like, ends with the watching the other person die.
Oh. Do you know if you look in the mirror for too long, you look at the features that you don't realize if you didn't look in a mirror?
Right. You know that if you look into a mirror too long, you actually start to hallucinate.
Really?
Yeah, you've ever heard of the story Bloody Mary?
Yeah.
The story is, if you look into the mirror, close the lights, stare into your eyes, and say Bloody Mary how many times? I've heard three times. I've heard 100 times. It depends on the story.
Whoa, I've never heard 100 times. I only hear 3.
Yeah, right. 10 times I've heard. Somebody will come through the mirror. Bloody Mary.
Oh my,
kill you.
You're really
with
her
long nails. But that is based off of the fact that people, if you stare into a mirror too long, you hallucinate.
You wanna know what we should do? What we should do? Creepypastas.
That would actually be perfect.
Oh, wait, hold on.
You know, your belly button is just your old mouth.
What?
Your belly button is just your old mouth. Another one that will real tickle your brain. This is one I came up with. We're closer, or, the 90s is closer to the 60s than it is today.
Old, huh?
Yeah, not trying to call you out. Sorry, Jeremiah. Listening at home.
That's what we're gonna do now, folks. We're just gonna say random names, and hopefully we have your names right.
But you know, that being said, right, we hope you're taking care of yourself. Drink water, etc. Mr. Wink. Annie wasn't enjoying dinner. Staring down at her shoes. Could have been a gift from her grandmother. Beneath the table, it wasn't because she liked the meal that her mother prepared. .. I haven't heard creepypasta in a while. That is some real
people still wrote creepypasta.
Like, how do we get to this Bloody Mary? That, what's it called?
Yeah, we said Bloody Mary and then all the fanfic.
Yeah.
Creepy music in the back. Really got you.
What are we gonna, make this a scary show?
Yes.
It's not scary, it's beautiful out.
It's beautiful.
It's sunny out.
And now this,
I'm just saying right now, it would be like the worst time for a scary show. It's like not scary time.
Why do you say that?
Wait, also like,
oh, because of the summer?
Also, like,
no way, because more people go
missing,
out.
Listen,
more people go out in the summer.
Listen, you're missing a big detail. It's not Friday the 13th, it's Friday the 14th.
To you. There it is. Okay, come on. You can do it.
This is still relaxing. Alright, so, scary story time, out of nowhere. Okay.
One time for one time.
What is this story called? Mr. Wink. Okay. So this is the story of the internet, everybody. And without further ado. Oh wait, this is a long story. Are you really doing it? It said estimated reading time.
You're gonna read everything.
Danny wasn't enjoying dinner. Her eyes instead staring down at her light-up shoes, which had been a gift from a grandmother, beneath the table. It was because she disliked the meal her mother had prepared. She loved hot dogs and refried greens.
Showing that he was in favor of the book. He wanted for it to exist. That gave me the idea that Marcel had recognized in Schwartz someone was able to perform a work by Duchamp. And he had the idea of making a book written by someone else, Schwartz, about sex, which is so disturbing for people in general, and would approach it in an entirely novel way. And this way, and that this way, those who would understand the book would be freed of social, sexual concerns. I have not seen the book. But I have the impression that in it, Marcel takes on all those things that sex, in sex, that are usually hidden. And that way, if he takes the most denigrated aspect of sex, and now you might believe that my idea is stupid, but it really is the action of Christ. Alain Jouffroy, are you sure he was in favor of the book, John Cage? In my opinion, Schwartz does not have enough imagination to write a book. And I think that Marcel chose him to work for him, and that he did so cleverly that even Schwartz doesn't know it. Isn't it beautiful? And if it's not true, it's wonderful. Alain Jouffroy, do you think that Duchamp chose Schwartz to do a book, John Cage, the way a composer chooses a performer? Alain Jouffroy, who might free the reader from sexual constraint? John Cage, yes. Alain Jouffroy, but that it didn't matter whether what he was saying about him, Duchamp, was true or false, is that it? Robert Cordier, but that Schwartz does not know that he was picked as a performer? Alain Jouffroy, an instrument. He once removed ready-made. Schwartz is a ready-made. John Cage, it's unbelievable. It is connected to so many things, Marcel said, that the artist must go underground. How could you go underground better than by doing a work that even the person who does it is not aware of it? Laughter. John Cage. But apparently there are letters. I think that you should see these letters first. Alain Jouffroy, Schwartz will never show me these letters. John Cage. Then you should give him the example of President Nixon. Laughter. Alain Jouffroy. That's fantastic. Schwartz's Watergate. Is it Duchamp? No. It's Schwartz's correspondence with Duchamp. John Cage, it's very involved. Robert Cordier, it's none of your business. This is a reference to...
Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I want to raise your spirits, I want to see you smile. No, that I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. Even though I might not like this, I think that you'll be happier, I want you to be happier. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Wavefarm 90.7 FM WGXE. You're listening to Clubhouse Radio, and I'm your host, DJ Cola, today. Or, I mean, always. I'm always joined with my lovely sound engineer.
DJ Somebody.
You know, it's late in the Friday. We're chilling. I hope everybody is listening right now, is home from work. If not, you know, that's cool too. I hope you're having a good day at work, and I hope you're having a good day regardless. I'm going to ask a question to everybody. I asked earlier at the beginning, have you been drinking your water? Have you been being hydrated? It doesn't have to be water. You know. Just take care of yourself because...
Word.
You know, Clubhouse, you know, at Clubhouse, community is key. We can't function without you, so we want you to be at best tip-top shape. You know, if you have a job interview, I want you to go into that job interview and then literally knock the person's interviewing you socks off. You know, literally steal their socks and run out of that interview room. You got this.
Ooh, okay. So now, all right. So we're going to set the mood a little bit. Do you want to do happy or creepy first? Ooh. Do that in a couple minutes. All right. Do you want to be happy or creepy first?
I think we promised creepy.
Creepy.
You know?
All right, bud. Gotcha. So where at? Where my music? Okay.
For a second, I thought it was me breathing into my mic. I was like,
all right. So we starting this tier list. It's a quick tier list. All right. Sonic.exe. Bad one. The best. Amazing. Wait. Amazing one. Ones. Good ones. Okay ones. Bad ones. I'm going to lie. I'm going to say Sonic.exe.
Best, amazing, good, okay, and bad.
I'm going to say the best ones. Like,
I don't know. This one doesn't have any good ones, though.
But Sonic.exe really built.
I think he's good.
Built a tier.
You really think so? I think I would rate him at good.
Good?
Yeah.
I'm going to say amazing ones.
Really?
Just to be like...
I think I'll let you have it. I'll let you have it. But one later on, I'm going to really have a little bit of a preference.
All right. So...
two of them, actually.
Okay, BartEXE?
I've never heard of that.
Never heard of it, so I'm going to say okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
This one, I have a strong liking towards. This is one of the two that I'm really going to have to say either amazing
or
best.
What is it? SquidwardEXE?
Yeah. It's Squidward self... bye-bye.
Oh.
It's where Squidward is so depressed. Yeah.
Alright, I'll say this falls into amazing ones.
That's fair.
Ooh, Max and Ruby.
I don't remember that off the top of my head.
It's... Okay.
Okay.
I remember this one.
Yeah?
I'm gonna say this is one of my best ones.
What? What is that?
Mickey EXE.
I don't think we can put that.
Bro,
Mickey, maybe amazing.
EXE,
amazing.
Bro,
amazing. That amazing.
All right.
I think there's one that deserves best.
I haven't seen this one.
Neither have I. It's SpongeBob, so it has to be decent. So either okay or good.
Let's say good.
Hero Brian.
But I'm gonna say okay. Hero Brian, top tier.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I'm glad we agreed. That's what I was saving the best tier for.
Let's see. What are some other ones? We both know FNAF characters.
That's true.
FNAF, or what are some other things that we both know?
Pokemon.
Cartoon Networks.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Cartoon Network.
Alright, let's change the creepy music, because I don't know. There's some cartoons that were kind of scary, like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Really? I never... Courage was never scary to me.
Just weren't scared then. You ain't got a soul.
Alright, let's see. Happy music? Happy music?
Something like,
would that work?
Maybe like a video game soundtrack. What about some Pokemon? We'd have written Pokemon? We're doing cartoon.
Yeah, cartoon. So. I got you, cartoon music. Cartoon music? Would that work?
It's up to you.
Let's see. We'll say cartoon music.
I think it fits the theme.
But it's all, like, new school cartoon music. I don't want new school. So much garbage. You know what? Matter of fact, we'll be back after the news. So that way I can find this. All right. 3, 2, 1. We'll be back.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Summer-like weather took over the Hudson Valley this past week with record high temperatures, brush fires, and air quality warning. The temperature at Albany International Airport reached 88 degrees on April 13th, breaking the previous record of 87 degrees for that date set in 1977. Poughkeepsie also broke its high temperature record April 13th with 90 degrees reported there. The entire Hudson Valley was given a high fire danger rating from the Department of Environmental Conservation, and brush fires were reported in Orange County and Schoharie County. Forest Ranger Lieutenant Scott Jackson explained why conditions are ripe for fires, saying, and I quote, "The tree leaves aren't out yet, and green grass hasn't started growing, and the sunlight is hitting the ground directly. The dead grass and leaves are readily available to burn, especially when we have drier conditions like we are having this week with temperatures above normal," end quote. The annual prohibition on residential brush burning continues through May 14th. New York's Department of Environmental Conservation and Health also issued an air quality health advisory for much of the Hudson Valley on April 14th because of elevated levels of ozone. The good news for these weather problems is that rain is forecasted for the weekend and beginning of the week, which should lessen the heat, fire threat, and poor air quality. Thomas C. Zambito reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Holtec International now says it will delay the release of radioactive water from reactors at the shuttered Indian Point nuclear power plant into the Hudson River. Company had planned to release the first batch of 1 million gallons of radiological water into the Hudson River in May. Holtec spokesperson Patrick O'Brien released a statement that said, and I quote, "While Holtec notes that the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has ultimate authority over radiological liquid releases at Indian Point and at other sites across the country, we hope this voluntary pause will be viewed positively as an indication of our willingness to work together with the state and with the surrounding community," end quote. Riverkeeper Legal Director Richard Webster emphasized that his group opposes any release of radioactive material into the Hudson River at any time, saying, and I quote, "If there is a way not to discharge this stuff into the river, let's do it," end quote. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul's new nominee to become New York's top judge, Rowan Wilson, faces the beginning of his confirmation hearing on April 17th. The State Senate Judiciary Committee asked questions of Hochul's second nominee after they rejected her first choice, Hector LaSalle. Wilson has received a far warmer reception from legislators in the State Senate than LaSalle did. If confirmed, Wilson would be the first black chief judge in New York history. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Representative Elise Stefanik has a form on her website for constituents to give her opinions on the 2023 Farm Bill. Stefanik said, and I quote, "Agriculture is the backbone of upstate New York and the North Country. As Congress is working to draft this year's Farm Bill, farmers across New York's 21st District can use this input form to directly share their priorities with me so I can bring them to the highest levels," end quote. Every 5 years, Congress passes a Farm Bill that affects a host of agricultural issues. Stefanik, who represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District, is not on the House Agricultural Committee, which drafts the Farm Bill. Mark Molinaro, the Republican representing the 19th Congressional District, is on the Agricultural Committee. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
So, real fast.
Yeah.
We were having a little debate about if Naruto-kun could talk no jutsu these four, like Dragon Ball characters. And it was out of, like, Goku Black, Frieza, Cell, and...
Was it Goku Black?
It was Goku Black, Frieza, Cell...
And Kid Buu.
And Kid Buu, yeah.
All right, definitely not Kid Buu or Frieza. I'm sorry.
And definitely not Goku Black. Because what he thinks he's doing is already moral.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really to...
Yeah, you're right. But Cell, on the other hand, this is where I said, I think you have a good shot at convincing Cell, because in his DNA, he already has good guys. You know, so more good guys than bad guys, even.
All right. Time to do the Cartoon Network playlist. Or tier list?
Yeah.
All right. So... This? That's in the background? Cartoon Network being Cartoon Network, bro.
I'm off to market, and then I'll have plenty of...
Poor Cartoon Network, man. Alright, so... First one is... I don't know what this is.
Yeah, only do the best ones.
No! No!
Not only the best ones, but like the ones we know. Skim through the ones we know.
Alright. So, pup named Scooby-Doo. Do you know this?
Dang, Scooby-Doo, you know, Scooby-Doo really wasn't the best.
Like, but a pup named Scooby-Doo, bro, don't make me do this to you, bro. I don't want, oh my God, do you not know this?
I know it, but like, Scooby-Doo was never the best, you know, if it was on, I would watch it.
But like a pup named Scooby-Doo, I honestly will forever say that this is one of the.
So what, he's a puppy.
Bro, but the intro was fire. In town, Scooby-Doo's pup around. Scooby, a pup named Scooby-Doo. This is one of the best Scooby-Doo shows. I think so. Besides Mr. Ink, the two. Scooby, a pup named Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo.
I mean, the intro does slap, but that doesn't mean the show,
bro. Bro, the show was hitting.
So they're all kids.
Yeah.
Is Shaggy still like...
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Not as heavy. He still eats Scooby snacks. Everything else. You know, it's a vibe.
I mean, it's just a remake of something that was arguably to begin with.
What?
I would.
Okay, I'm putting it in good.
You're giving it B tier. All right.
Adventure Time.
Great, at least.
Great?
Yeah, Adventure Time hit. It had a good plot, and it had great music.
I'm gonna say it's a C tier.
All right, what is you? You have a terrible taste in cartoons. I'm sorry.
What? Some episodes was hitting, but like,
bro,
the filler wasn't it.
Now I have to hit you with a song.
The filler wasn't it.
Now I have to.
We can put it in C B tier best, bro.
I have to hit you with a song now. Adventure Time.
Like, we could put it in B tier best, bro. B tier, bro. Wait, is it in here?
Nope. Because that's all old stuff.
B tier best, bro.
Had such banger music. Plus BMO.
BMO is the best character.
Iconic characters, great music, great plot.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They had
and listen to the music.
Nah, Marceline was my favorite character. Okay. I'm gonna drink the red from your pretty
pink face. I'm gonna. Marceline, that's too distasteful. You don't like that? Or do you just not like me? Sorry, I don't treat you like a goddess. Is that what you want me to do?
Finn and Jake were just like, what, bro? What's going on?
Listen.
Sorry, I'm not made of sugar.
She felt some type of way. Quote it out.
Literally wrote a diss track on the spot.
I'm just your
Bro, the faces were loving it.
It's like I'm not
Jake can finish this. What's going on, man?
I would be able to open that door. That's a good question. Do you think you'd be able to open that door that needs to feed off of raw music and feeling?
Yes. I do.
Ooh, it's still going hard. Me too. All
right.
It's working. Look at the door. On your blacklist, but I shouldn't have to be the one that makes up with you. So why do
I want to?
Why do I want to bury you in the ground and drink the blood from your...
That's mean when I mess up freestyle, for real.
time for more adventure.
Nah, I'm gonna go lie, I don't think about it.
Great characters. That's iconic great. Characters. Great.
Don't know what this is. Don't know what this is. Gumball.
Gumball.
S tier.
Alright, I'll give you
is.
That.
Don't know what this is.
Gumball had S tier comedy.
Don't know what that is. Looney Tunes.
Oh, wait, what is that kid Looney Tunes?
Baby Looney Tunes.
I actually remember watching that. That was pretty good, decent. It was mediocre. I think that's pretty fair.
Batman Beyond? Come on.
I don't remember.
Batman Beyond is S tier.
Oh, wait. That's with...
Terry McGinnis and Batman's yeah, old.
Good. I think I would give it...
Beyond? No. The cartoon Batman. Like, when he had blue and like went on wacky adventures.
Yeah, that's mid.
Mid, bro?
When he went on wacky... You're just either describing it bad or it's mid.
Not really.
I think there's better iterations.
Ben 10. Okay, wait, hold on.
Okay, look. Let's just do Ben 10 as a series. Okay, we gotta do Ben 10 as a series. There's so many here.
Okay. Original Ben 10.
This is all of them. We're lumping them all in here.
All of them?
Yep.
Like all of them together?
Yep.
But some of these are kind of bad.
Yeah, some of them are bad.
Okay, original Ben 10.
At its best, we'll say. All the series
it's
at its
good.
Best. Yeah. I think so. I think you have some good, great shows bring it up, and then some bad shows, the newest one.
Ben 10, this one, was great.
This one?
Yes. Like
which one?
Ben 10 Alien one? Force?
Alien. Oh, yeah, that one was fire.
Ben 10 Ultimate Alien Force was mediocre.
Ultimate Alien Force. They just added Ultimate.
And he barely went Ultimate.
Nah. We'll just skip the Ben 10s. There's so many.
This one... It's great. Bad. Just bad all around. Chowder. Mediocre.
I mess with Chowder. Good.
I think... I'll give it to you.
Bro, sometimes... The thing is, its comedy is so out of pocket...
Kids Next Door.
That... What's it called? Chowder's comedy is so out of pocket, sometimes it will really just hit me and then I'll be like,
Kids
yo.
Next Door.
Kids Next Door. You know, after rewatching it, a little bit of it recently, it's not the best. It's not as good as I remember.
Okay, if you had to watch it from a kid. Just like...
If I was a kid...
No, rewatching it as a kid.
As a kid, great or good?
I would say great.
I would say it's balanced on that B+, A- line.
Johnny Test.
Johnny, you know...
Johnny Test was great.
Yeah, that was a guilty pleasure for me.
Ooh... Ed and Eddie?
Ed and Eddie.
What's going on, bro?
That stuff.
Ed and Eddie was good at best, bro.
I think it was good. I think it had some funny moments. Like, remember when...
Oh, my God, bro.
Remember when Ed got so mad
if you don't agree
that
with me
there was
this,
a rock in his shoe, so he ate them?
I do remember that. Slide. If you don't agree with me on this one, we have a problem.
Teen Titans? The original?
Yes.
Oh, that's valid.
Okay.
S-tier. Even the filler was good. You know when you make a show and even the filler
yes,
has
bro.
You entertained that
Have
it's
you ever watched
show?
This? Static Shock?
I know of it.
Static Shock?
I'll let you take
Shock?
The lead for the rating.
Was,
I think
was,
it's good.
Was great. Was like... Some jokes fell flat. Let's see. Teen Titans Go. Mediocre. Mediocre.
Yeah, mediocre at best. It is kind of entertaining if you're really
watching it.
If you like turn off your brain and like, or if like a kid's watching it and then you're also on your phone and you kind of hear some of the jokes.
Oh my God, wait, do you remember that? Generator Rex?
No,
don't remember it.
No,
can I take this one?
Yeah,
I have to put it with Ben 10 and say great. It's a definitely recommend watch. Ooh. You don't have original Steven Universe on
here? That is original.
Oh, okay. Original Steven Universe.
The ending really kind of tanked the series, so I can't...
Really good or great?
I would honestly, if the ending was better, I would put it in the best, really, but I'm going to have to say great.
Great?
Yeah, the ending really kind of undermined the whole series.
I don't know.
What's it called?
The beginning was real slow to me, though.
Yes, yeah. What's
like, the beginning through middle.
If the author had free reign without Cartoon Network, the author of the show, Rebecca Sugar, because Cartoon Network kind of told her what to write... She wanted to do an episodic, like, series-based thing from the beginning, but Cartoon Network was like, no, make a slice of life show. But then she kind of slowly dropped some hints and lore.
Could we?
And also the ending. She wanted to have more seasons, but Cartoon Network said, nope, you're ending soon, so you got to wrap it up.
Could we agree in the middle and say good?
All right, that's fine.
All right. Okay. Steven Universe future.
Here we are in the future.
I'm going to say great.
And it's great.
I'm going to say great, yeah.
Wait, you think it's better than the original? You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has actually pretty good writing. I'll have to.
Because of story.
Seeing adult Steven, or not adult Steven, post-pubescent Steven is kind of cool, too.
I'm trying to see if there are any that you watched. Okay, Powerpuff Girls, original.
Original? Ooh, good or great? Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Powerpuff Girls remake.
Mediocre? It's not terrible.
It's kind of bad. It's kind of bad. Like,
I don't think it's terrible. I think it's kind of funny sometimes.
It's like mediocre.
Yeah.
What is his name? Dexter. Dexter Lab. It was like great.
That is nostalgic. I'll have to say just for the nostalgia, great.
Let's see. Have you watched Justice League?
Justice.
Like, I have the cartoon?
Yeah, I've never like watched the whole thing, but I've seen episodes.
I think it's really good. Good? You're going to say good or great? Good?
See, I wish there was something between good and great that just said really good.
Right?
Because there's a good difference between good and great. I want good, really good, great.
Right? Let's see.
Annoying Orange.
Where do you see that? Oh my god, no. No. Wait, I think I messed this up a little bit. There it is. What were your thoughts on Annoying Orange?
The cartoon? They did remake it as a cartoon.
They did?
Yeah, they it was a whole cartoon on Cartoon Network.
Are you for real?
Yeah. Look up the intro.
I thought it was like only like a live action-ish.
Oh, I don't know. It was like...
Is there really a cartoon and I've just been like living under a rock?
It's
like,
published on, yeah, Cartoon Network.
Whoa.
Annoying Orange.
Whoa.
There's
whoa.
An intro too. It's like... I don't remember.
I didn't know this.
You know.
All right, we're gonna do two more. Do you remember Mad?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what are your thoughts on Mad?
What I is Mad for? Really liked it.
You see, it good.
Like, as somebody who has ADHD, it's short skits. It's like PG Robot Chicken, and I like that.
So we're gonna say good, right? Good, great.
It's a really good. Another one. Yeah, we can do good. Right. I don't think it's great because it's nothing like a revelation, you know.
Let's see.
This will be our last
one. Billy and Mandy.
Oh, that's a good one to leave at the last
really?
One.
Billy and Mandy. I feel like Billy and Mandy was a foundation show.
It's in between great and the best for me.
We could both agree that it's the best.
Okay.
All right, so what's one bad one? We need to end with one bad one.
We need to end with a bad one?
With a bad
one. All right, last and certainly least.
Oh, my God, wait. No, wait. I need, like, two more.
All right.
Ninjago.
The best.
Ninjago, bro. I seen it last minute.
Last.
Young Justice. Dean didn't know they had it over here. Where are you placing that? I'm going to say great.
I'd say good or great.
Man, I don't think it's great. Chowder? No, not Chowder. Courage? Garfield? I don't even know what this is.
Clarence?
Clarence? Ew. I hated Clarence!
You said we have to leave
it
off.
I hated Clarence. Didn't like any of the characters. Ooh, that was loud. I apologize. All right.
again, thank you for listening. I hope you liked our little wacky random show. As right now, it's 6:53. Do you have any words for my lovely host? Do you have any words?
No matter what you go through, you're still valuable. I'm going to give you a little bit of an analogy here for everybody listening. If I took $20 out, or if I took $50 out of my wallet right now and offered it to you, no strings attached, would you take it?
No.
No. Why? If you knew it wasn't going to hurt me at all.
Like.
Let's say a magical $50.
Like it didn't break you.
Didn't break me at all. Like,
oh, yeah.
Let's say I won the lottery and it was just $50.
Yeah.
All right. Let's say I took that $50 just for the little thought experiment here. I grabbed it. I crumpled it up. I stomped it on the ground. And then I started stomping on it over and over again. And then I picked it up and I gave it to you. Would you still take it?
Yeah.
So you're telling me no matter what that dollar or that piece of currency has gone through, no matter how mistreated it was, no matter the mistakes it made and the tribulations it go through, it's still worth the same thing.
Yeah.
And you're the same. Everybody out there listening is the same. No matter what you go through, you're still...
You're still you.
Exactly. Yeah, those are the words I have.
That's a WA. Well, again, hopefully, I hope that your cats, dogs, grandma, bird, raccoon, and you too, Jeremy, are listening. Because you guys were the best. And you guys were still the best. And thank you for listening. And we'll end off with Stay With Me.
A few songs, actually. We're going to have a little bit.
Yeah, free song. Ooh, my apologies, people. But have fun.
I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love. Darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay.
See you. What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all